This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week and what the most watched YouTube video was too. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So tell me, for this week, what's number five?
Number five, we've got Crazy Rich Asians. And this is a film that's coming out, and it's the first major studio production in 25 years to star an all-Asian cast. And it actually opened in theaters this week, and it's on track to net $30 million by the end of the weekend, which is big. And it's kind of, you know, it's bigger than just the movie itself. A lot of people in the Asian community are just really excited that Hollywood has come so far from depicting them as kind of obscure caricatures to actually just casting an all-Asian cast and you know, portraying them as they are, just, you know, people. Or the movie is based on a book, I should say, by Kevin Kwan, and it kind of satirizes kind of Singapore's, like, ultra-rich. It should be good. I feel like I kind of missed the boat on this one a little bit. I think it was, you know, it was massive with the book. I felt like everybody had read it. I haven't read it. I'm not really sure what it's all about, but it seems pretty interesting because this girl falls in love with a guy. She doesn't know he's rich. Then they go back to Singapore, and he is very rich.
I'll be honest. There's a lot of hype around this movie, and you're right. I haven't read that book either, and I want to see it. I want to read the book. But I'm not sure, because today is movie day for me. I was going to go see Mission Impossible, but maybe Crazy Rich Asians, right?
I think you should check it out, because you know what? Mission Impossible is not on the Google Trends right now. It's Crazy Rich Asians.
What's number four?
Number four was Left-Handers Day, which was on Monday. And it's interesting. I feel like since doing the Google Trends stuff, I just learn about all these different days. Like, has Left-Handers Day been a thing? I don't know. But it was on Monday. Everybody that's left-handed was celebrated, and Oreo was actually grabbing some headlines because they created a special left-handers package, and then they sent free packages of cookies to all the residents of Left Hand, West Virginia. Yeah, that's an actual place, but it's interesting. Like, there's a lot of famous left-handed people. Like, dude, LeBron James, guy's left-handed, but he shoots with his right. What's up with that? Also, five out of the last eight presidents have been left-handed. Trump, however, is not. He is right-handed. And yeah, there's, I don't know, it's interesting because science doesn't necessarily explain why people are right or left-handed, and there's not really a clear-cut reason, so it's kind of a mystery.
It reminds me of the episode when Ned Flanders bought a store and it was the Leftorium. Is that what it was called, the Leftorium?
You know, I've never been a big Simpsons guy, so I don't know.
Well, Ned Flanders has a store, and everything sold in it is for people with left hands. And I was like, ah, that should be a thing. It probably is a thing, right?
Dude, it should be a thing, because I feel like they really get the short end of the stick in a lot of situations. Like, opening a can left-handed with a right-handed can opener, that's got to be tough. What about the desks in school?
Yes.
That had kind of the chair attached to the desk, and then it had kind of elongated portion on the right side so you could rest your hand while you wrote if you're right-handed. What about the left-handed people? They have to suspend their elbow in the air. That's unfair.
That is unfair. You're right. Or spiral notebooks, right? The spiral's on the wrong side.
Go.
Boom. It needs to be done.
Or, I mean, I know they have left-handed scissors, but those are hard to find. I don't know. There's a lot of questions out there.
Go Google. Go Google, people, so you can find the answers. What's number three?
Number three, we've got Madonna and Angela Bassett. They both turned 60 this past week. I actually have some issues with this trend, so bear with me here. Everybody is praising them for looking so young, and how do they do it? They look so great at 60. Well, you know what? They probably put a lot of work into it because they have to look a certain way because of the society construct. We should not be looking at them being like, oh my God, you look like you're in your 20s. We should be like, wow, you look 60, which is fine because you are 60. What's the big deal? We should be praising them for looking the age that they are and not setting these unrealistic standards for aging people in our population. Like, yeah, they do look great, but if they didn't look great and if they looked like they were 60, we should also be equally celebrating That as well. Okay, rant over. But they do look great, and it's awesome. The kid turned 60. I mean, Madonna obviously shot to superstardom 3 decades ago. She's actually still the best-selling female artist of all time. Congrats to both of them. Another year older, another year wiser.
You know, and you have to think, too, like, when you read, like, these articles about celebrities and their routines, some female celebrities especially, will go out and spend, like, $1,500 on just, like, moisturizers. I can't do that. I can't spend $1,500 on some lotion. So, yeah, of course they're going to look awesome. I don't know, but that's just me. Of course they're going to look beautiful because they have the money for it.
Exactly. It's just totally unrealistic. And some of the Google trends, you know, around this, the top five question around Angela Bassett is, how does she stay looking so young? So obviously people are trying to emulate this. Actually, this one's interesting. The top question about turning 60 this past week on Google is, what to say to somebody turning 60? I don't know. Wish him a happy birthday. Do you really need Google to tell you that?
Oh, that's so true. You know, my father, he's going to be 60 next year. I know. I'm going to have to say happy birthday, Dad. Thanks, Google.
Oh, that's awesome.
What was number two this week?
We've got Elon Musk. He's getting headlines yet again. So Boring Company and Dodger Stadium were trend this week around Elon Musk's plans to create this 3.6-mile underground tunnel into Dodger Stadium in an effort to curb congestion on L.A. roads. I mean, L.A. and traffic is obviously synonymous at this point. I don't know if you've ever been to a Dodgers game. I've been to a couple. It's truly, truly unbelievable. I mean, you're just camping out there for hours after the game. There's like one way in, one way out. You get spit onto a freeway that's equally as congested. And so Elon's looking at this as a way to mitigate some of these issues. He's going to create an underground tunnel, and it's going to shuttle fans of the game back and forth and try to stop congestion on the freeways. But it's interesting, too, when you look at some of the traffic trends, not so much traffic trends, but plans to mitigate traffic in L.A., they've always kind of been a little bit experimental. 1901, I'll take you back there, they created the Mount Low Railway, which was like this super precarious-looking 60-degree straight-uphill, like, circular bridge going up this mountain. Looked terrifying. And then they made a monorail in Burbank that was like this metal tube powered by a fan that took residence around Burbank. So none of those panned out. We'll see if this one actually does.
Elon Musk is such a cartoon. I'm sorry. I just, everything he does, I'm like, is this guy real?
I tend to agree a little bit. I mean, I think that he does phenomenal work.
Absolutely.
And I think that his head really is in the right spot, but I don't know. It seems like he spreads himself thin and things come to fruition, but it's like, maybe, you know, focus on the stuff you already got going, man.
I don't know, like the flamethrower thing. Like, didn't he really do that? He really did do the flamethrower, right?
And it sold out in like minutes. I mean, his ideas are fun. And I think in a day and age where, I don't know, everything seems to, like, people don't want to take as many risks. It seems like, you know, he's willing to just be like, dude, screw it. I'm going to do it my way, which I respect. But some of the stuff he goes off on Twitter about artificial intelligence is like, it's not helpful to the industry. But
I don't know.
I digress.
He's an interesting guy to keep watching. I think that's one of the biggest things. You don't see a lot of billionaires acting a fool like Elon Musk. And it's hilarious because he can get away with it. And I want to see more of it personally.
It's true. No, I agree. He's certainly entertaining, if anything.
So what's number one this week?
This is a tough one. It's Aretha Franklin. And she passed away just yesterday, actually. She had advanced pancreatic cancer. And you know, she was only 76, which is not that old, but it's a bummer. And I guess the only good thing that comes out of this when really prominent stars pass away is that you get to learn a little bit more about their life because there's a lot of coverage about it. And in this instance, you know, you got to just revisit her music and really appreciate it for how truly incredible it is, not only from just a musical standpoint, but, you know, she's on the forefront of feminism as well as civil rights. I mean, she was the first black woman on the cover of Time magazine in 1968 in the wake of Dr. King's assassination. She was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, she was called the greatest singer of all time by Rolling Stones in 2008. Her music is and continues to be incredible. I watched, if anybody hasn't watched this, brought me to tears yesterday, her performing at the Kennedy Center Honors, I forget, maybe a couple years ago, in front of Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, and it was just so powerful. I mean, people were crying in the audience because she's just such an incredible singer, so... You know, it's unfortunate, apparently she passed away surrounded by her friends and family, so I guess that is a silver lining. But yes, Aretha, you shall be missed.
You know, she has a lot of music. Do you know which song is her number one?
So in terms of the most searched songs, as of yesterday, after her death, it was R-E-S-P-E-C-T, then A Natural Woman, then we had Think, I Say a Little Prayer, and Chain of Fools were her top five most searched songs on Google.
You know, wasn't she still touring too? Or you don't know that?
I don't know. Potentially. That would be incredible. I mean, a few years ago, watching some of the stuff from a few years ago, I mean, she still got it. She can easily still tour.
I think she's been battling cancer for 8 years, right? And she was on tour during that? Like, wow, that's a lot of strength right there.
She is. If her music is any indicator of her strength as a person, I mean, obviously her music is just so powerful that I'm sure that's a direct representation or direct correlation to her as a person as well.
This week, what do we have for the most watched YouTube video?
This is Carpool Karaoke with Ariana Grande, and I'm going to have a hot take here. I'm not a big Carpool Karaoke guy. I love James Corden. I love Grande. I mean, she's a phenomenal singer, but I just feel like when they do the Carpool Karaoke thing, it's just a little cringeworthy, and it's so long, and they're just singing in the car. I don't know. That I'm taking a negative approach, but it is good if you're a Grande fan. I mean, she is such a tiny little human, and the sound she is able to produce, her lung ratio to body is just phenomenal because, man, the girl's got pipes. It's already got 9.7 million views, so it's entertaining. You know, it's good. But I'm not a huge Carpool Karaoke guy, so I only watched a couple minutes of it.
You know, I watched the whole thing, and I like Ariana Grande. I think she has an incredible vocal skills, but I don't like her as a person. And it was ever since that video came out where she licked the donuts. And I'm like, what is that? Did you ever see that?
No. What is she
doing? My God. Okay. So she was in a donut shop and her and her friends were getting donuts. And she put her head on like the top of the glass counter and she just licked the donuts and she licked them. And then she was like, ew, gross. Right. But if the CCTV wasn't there, you wouldn't have known she licked the donuts. And then when she was caught, she was like, it was a thing. What are you going to do? And I was like, what? Really? And ever since then, I'm like, I admire her skills, but I'm like, maybe this is just like rich person thing she's doing, you know, licking the donuts. I don't know. Ever since then, it was kind of like a bad taste in my mouth.
Man. Yeah, that's a bummer.
But it was a good video. I will admit, I liked it. I usually don't like Carpool Karaoke, but again, I really like Ariana Grande. I love her impressions of all like the celebrities that she can do. That just goes to show her range. But Jesus, why'd she have to lick the donuts? I can't let it go.
That is a bomb, dude. I got to find this donut video, but I tend to agree with you. I think she's pretty sick and she's an extremely talented person, no doubt.
Well, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here, Justin.
Yeah, you're welcome. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.